A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. This past summer, my friend Amy and I made our annual day trip to the beach. We'd made the drive several times, both separately and together, so, without a lick of planning or forethought, figuring we knew the route, we stuffed my children and all of our beach gear in the car and set off. With the kids pacified in the back seat, Amy and I started talking and didn't stop until 2 hours later when I supposed we were almost there and should start figuring out where we could park. Amy plugged our destination into her phone and said incredulously, "It says we still have an hour left to go." "That's weird," I said. "I feel like we should be getting there right about now. It didn't take us this long last year, did it?" And then, placing our blind trust in the occasional instruction of the GPS voice, we returned to talking. 30 minutes later, doubt percolating in my mind, I once again considered our destination and said to Amy, "Let me see where we are according to your phone." She held out her phone so I could pinpoint the little blue dot on the map, pulsing happily but in an unexpected spot. I looked more closely, puzzled, until I realized that we had literally been driving in circles, making a loop around the exit we needed to take in order to get to the beach. Sure enough, within the next few miles, we approached signs for a tunnel we'd already driven through an hour earlier. The kids, right on cue, piped up from the back seat. "Are we there yet? When are we going to get to the beach? Wait, weren't we just here?" We should have already been at the beach by that point, lazing in the sun, but instead we were passing familiar billboards for law offices and seafood restaurants and kicking ourselves for navigating by instinct rather than carefully plotting our route on the map. Because we hadn't done so, we'd added more than an hour and lots of unnecessary frustration to our drive. I can't count the number of times I've heard an eerily similar frustration from women about friendship. They feel like they're driving in circles, trying to reach a destination they're not sure how to reach, spent by discouragement and frustration and hurts. The problem stems from their reliance on instinct rather than a carefully charted course based upon scripture. Instinct tells us our friendship struggles are all our fault. Shame. Instinct tells us the fault lies with the church or the circle of women we observe with envy. Bitterness. Instinct tells us to sit back and wait for someone to come toward us. Passivity and isolation. Can I tell you something? Every single woman struggles with friendship. Every single one. I know this because as a pastor's wife, I have a vantage point that allows me to see and hear the big picture. Two of the greatest commonalities I hear from women who confide in me is that they fear everyone is hanging out without them and they felt deeply wounded by other women. They are surprised and disbelieving when I tell them all women struggle with these things. Instinct has lied to them and told them they're the only ones. Facebook and Instagram generate the absolute worst taunts when our minds are tangled up in the belief that we're the only ones. When I see a picture of two people I know hanging out, my reflexive thought is, well, why wasn't I invited? Even if I barely know these people, even if they are hanging out clear across the country, even if in reality I'm not all that interested in actually hanging out, I just want to be chosen and loved. We all do. So we can't rely on instinct, blindly seeking our destination of friendship based on feel. We mustn't look for God to frame friendship in the way we design. We must look to Him and discover the map He's already given. Otherwise, we will chase dreams and feelings-driven experiences and shun the realities that true God-given community requires. It's necessary to return to the map I've discovered because our instincts only build our wish dreams and keep us circling the right exit.